Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We are going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the inyan of Mumer B'Karban Pesach. How exciting is that? This year should be a special schus for Lior Racha Bas Chaya Rezel, for Shlema, Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, for Shlema, Harav Gil Amir Ben Penina, Moshe Ben Peshadina, Reb Noam Simcha Ben David Zev, that Ishal Abracha Batzlach B'Chom Asay Yedeyem. We say in the Agada Shel Pesach, because he removed himself from the community, he is considered a kofir. Talking about the Ben HaRasha, Ma'avoda Zos Lachem. He takes himself out of the cloud. So this expression of kfira be'ikar is used in the Lashon of Chachamim as an expression of kfira b'mitzius Hashem o be'achduso. And it's clear that in the Lashon of the Brice of the Haggadah, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that he's denying the reality of God or his unity, because that's not what the Rosh has said. So we have to understand what this Brice means, and we're going to go on the Derech of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva of Futnus Zatzal. There are two unique lavim in the Torah to Aser Achilas Karban Pesach, Legoy Ulemumer, for a Goy and an apostate. The Rambam was mamed these lavin on one who is machil. Even though pashtus hapasuk is that it's talking about the one eating, the Rambam says it's talking about the one feeding. The minchas chinuch is tamei abishlam of the iser of the goy. I get it. It must be talking about the machil, the one feeding, because the one eating is a goy and you can't be masirim. The Torah wasn't given to him. But the iser of mummer, what compels us to be motzi as inyan mipshuto and say that it is referring to the machil and not to the ochel? Why can't it be talking about the ochel? He's a Jew. So why isn't it talking about him? How come we don't say it's talking about him? So it says in the sugya and perik elunem arim that it emerges from the sugya that in all lavim in the Torah, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaze Shach Yeridesim Kufnun Aleph Paskins, that on a mummer there's no arvus, there's no responsibility for a mumar. Oy bazoy, the Rambam was correct in being mami the iser of mummer b'karban Pesach and the machil. Why? Because it's mukhuch that it can't be talking about the ochel. Because if you say that this lav is a special ashara only for mumrim, you're not going to find arvus in this lav. We know that all lavim in the Torah, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And if you say that this lav is referring only to mumrim, then there's going to be no arvus. It can't be. Because we're not arev for the mumrim, we're not responsible for the mumrim, so can't be talking about this mumr, this apostate. And to go even deeper, get your snorkelers, we're going deep. The Gedolei HaMefarshim were tamei on the Shach, who writes that on a mummer there's no arvus. Arvus is learned from the pasuk of Bekash Luish Be'achi by Bazoi. The arvus for the mummer is totally in a machlokas hakadmonim. If a mummer is excluded from brotherhood, Bekash Luish Be'achiv, that you stumbled with your brother, Shkoy Yisrael Reim Zelazeh, not to stumble when your brother stumbles, so that's only if he's a brother. But there's a machlokas if a mummer is our brother. So how is the shach machriya bibreirus she'ein arvut be'ad hamumar? How does he know there's no arvus for a mummer? Not only that, but le'inyan ribis, the shach alain, the shach himself, paskins that a mummer is called your brother. So he is included in achva. So how's the Shach taking him out of Achva? So Achva used to be a summer program. We're talking about a different type of Achva. This is not necessarily a co-ed Achva. In any event, the Shach himself includes a mummer in the category of Achiv. So how can you say that he is excluded from Arvus? To be Miyashiv, the Psak of the Shach, it would appear, based on what we see in a number of places, that the Jewish people only took on Arvus after they passed over the Jordan, and they were makabel upon themselves a shvua on Har Grizim and Har Evil. And it emerges that the tzivui alone does not yet generate and gender the Arvus of Yisrael for each other, because Arvus is engendered dafka mikoach the acceptance of tzivuim, kabbalas hatzivuim. And according to this, we can also say that even according to those poskim who hold that a mummer is not excluded from achva, that a mummer is included in achva, that's dafka linyan kol haTorah kula, because there they hold that the achva is totally in the tzivui. So since their mummer is commanded, so memela he's considered our brother linyan kol haTorah kula. But linyan arvus, that lehedya, we see that it's not enough to have a tzivui. You need a kabbalah. Memela also the achva of arvus is talui be kabbalah. So therefore, since the mummer was porek all a kabbalah me'al atzmo, the mummer threw off from himself the yoke of the kabbalah, so he is now excluded from the achva of arvus, because arvus is telling kabbalah, he's not makabal, he's out of arvus, he's out of that brotherhood. So if you see a mummer, you say, yo brother, so it's talui linyan kol haTorah kula, maybe he's your brother but not linyan arvus. Very good. Kumtois, a much deeper hechreach b'divrei Rambam, that the isser of mummer b'karban Pesach can't be relating directed at the eater, at the oichel. Why? Because all of the lavim we were makabel ba'olo b'shvua, and if there is a unique lav for only mumrim, this lav would be excluded. Because mumrus is soser the Kabbalah. Mumrus contradicts the Kabbalah. Because all of the lavin we were mekabel be'alo b'shvua, and this mumr wasn't mekabel, so then this lav would be an exclusion. Can't be, because we were makabel all the lavin ba'alo b'shvua. So it must be that the mummer is excluded from this lav. So how did we get there? We got there, we first showed that linyan arvus, it's not enough to have a tzivui, you also need kabbalah. The mummer is excluded from the kabbalah, so the mummer is excluded from the arvus. And the lav itself, all the lavin they were makabel ba'alo b'shvua, and the mummer wasn't makabel. So since the mummer wasn't makabel, this pasuk can't be referring to him, because it's only those who are makabel. Because all the lavin they were makabel ba'alo b'shvua, and if there's a unique lav only for mummerim, this lav would be an exclusion, because mummer is so serious as hakabbalah. So yes, a mummer might be in the gedra of achva because he's mitzuveh. However, you can't have a lav that's directed only at him, because the lavim we are makabel b'alo b'shvua, and he wasn't makabel, so it's a stira, so it can't be referring to the aral. However, we are not done here. There is oimek lifnim me oimek tif unachtif Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. From this pasuk, we have the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, and we have the Mitzvah and the Shinui Bitsura Samira. So we don't find this dogma in the other Taryab mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs were said Bitsura Tzivui Minoisein HaTorah El Mekabel HaTorah. Only this mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim was said Bitsura Tzivui Mimekabel HaTorah El Atzmam. That's so interesting. Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael. It's like we're talking to ourselves. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Mahalach is Azoy. Look in the poskim. That tefillin that was written by a Masur, or Pusel, Min HaTorah, like a tefillin that was written by a Mummer. Masur is somebody who hands Jews over to Goyim. Now, the Kash has already been asked. Why should a Masur be considered Eino Bar Kshira Yoser Min HaOver Al Sha'ar Averot Shabbat Torah? Why should he be considered less Bar Kshira than somebody else who's over on other averas in the Torah. The Iker Paslus of a Mummer is because he's Purik Miatzmo Lakshira, and therefore Pakam Yemenu, he loses Torah's Bakshira. He's not considered a Bakshira anymore. And if he's not a Bakshira, he's not Baksiva. But a Masur is not just an Avarian. He's a Masur is only an Avarian. He's just a sinner. So Mehechi Tesi, that he's not a Bakshira. He's not like a Mummer who threw off the Kshira. He can keep all the mitzvahs. He just happens to have a weakness that he likes to tattletale on Jews and make sure that the goyim take them and torture them. So, but otherwise, he's a good guy, right? So he wasn't parak matzim ol kshira. So why should he not be considered a bar kshira? So the amito shel davar would appear that a muser is not nifsal ksiva mipaata averasha avar. It's not because of the Averis HaMasira. The Paslus is Mitoras Poiresh Midargate Sibur. Azoy is the Loshen Fun Rambam in Perek Gimel Melchot Tshuve Alacha Yud Aleph HaPoiresh Midargate Sibur Aval Pishlo Over Averis El Nivdal Me Adas Yisrael Vein Oysem Mitzis Bechlolon V'loi Nichnas B'tzarosem V'loi Mis'ana B'tanisam El Ahoylech B'darko Ke'echad Migoyei Ha'oretz U'kilu Eino Me'em Ein Loi Chelek L'Oyla Mahaba. So if somebody is Parish Midarkei Tzibur, but they're not over Averis, he just separates himself from the community of Israel. He doesn't do mitzvahs among them. He doesn't enter into their tzara. He's not misanab, but doesn't fast with their fast. He just does whatever he wants like a guy. He's not part of them. I have known people like this, that they didn't want to have anything to do with the Jewish people. They just moved away. One guy, Nebuch, he died young. I went to high school with him. Nebuch, he moved away, far away in some state where there are almost no Jews, and he had nothing to do with Jews or Judaism, and he didn't want to have a part in it. To such a person, ain lo chelik loylam haba. So prisha midarkei tzibur takes a person out of the nation of Israel, even if a guy's from. But if he says he doesn't want anything to do with Jewish people, he's out. And the Rambam explains lehedya that this is, even though he wasn't over any averus. So now it would appear clear that the mice of Mesiris Yisrael biyad nachri is a mice of prisha midarkei tzibur. That's a hanhaga of Ki'ilu Eino Mayhem. This mice of giving over the Jew in the hand of the Goy is a mice of Prisha Midarke Tzibur. This is on Hagav. I'm not part of you, and therefore I'm going to give away Jews. Look also in the Rambam, in the third paragraph of the Maamar, that a Masur is included in Klal Yisrael. And Prisha Midarkei Tzibur is what's Mafkia from the Masur, Taras Ben Kshira, just like Prikasol is Mafkia, Taras Ben Kshira from a Maamar. So as always, the Rav gives us two dinim in a Masur. We have always, every Maamar of the Pachad Yitzchak is two dinim. I haven't seen an exception yet, maybe. I don't remember offhand, but just about everyone. So here also, before we learned the Maamar, we thought that a Masur is Stamina variant, Stama and Oisvarf. But now is noch erger, is even worse, because he has another aspect that he's out of Klal Yisrael, and that's what's mafkia him. That's what removes him from being a ben kshira. Now, magaita trit weiter. Until now, we equated a musser to a mummer. So now we are ready to equate a mummer to a musser. Areza balilamed v'nim tzalamed kolaymar. After we learn midina musser that prishim midarkei tzibur takes him out of the umah, even without an avera. So now, anachnu choizrim v'donim ki gama prikas ol is considered prisha midarkei tzibur. Not only is the mesira considered prisha midarkei tzibur, prikas ol is eichet prisha midarkei tzibur, even without the Torah's avera. And this sentence that prikas ol is be'etzem prisha midarkei tzibur is just the tzad hashlili shebe'inyan. That's the negative. What about the positive? Hatchalat mishpat zeh hu dafka b'tzad hachiyuv. It starts with the positive. In other words, Kabbalas ol is the darkei tzibur of the Jew, even without the mitzvah shebe'davar. It's tzvei dinim in Kabbalas ol. One is that's a mitzvah that you're mekayim, but the root, the beginning, stage one, is darkei tzibur. That's our darkei tzibur, even besides the mitzvah aspect. Nimeila, it emerges that prikas ol is a maisa prisha midarkei tzibur. Even if you could be mitzayer prikas ol without an aveira, but it's still a prisha midargei tzibur, moyedik. And the unique depth, the profound depth that we have here is we see this inyan in a open halacha, in an explicit halacha. The halacha is that you can have two types of mumrim. You have a mumrim lahachis, la'achas mikol averis shebetayra. He's a mumrim lahachis, just to get God angry, kviyachol. Or a mumrim l'teyav and alakol ha'tera kula. Or it could be a mumrim out of appetite for kol ha'tera kula. Now, over the Tayav and Alkola Tarakula, he's not a Porekol. Because the Tayavon, he's doing it because he has a Shekel Chayetzahar. So that Tayavon is Mafkia from Torah's Prikasol. Not that he's throwing off the yoke of God, he's just interested in his Taivus. And if the din of a Mummer, that he's like a goy, was only because of the Chomer Aver of Prikas Ol, then we wouldn't be able to judge the Over L'Te'avon Al-Kola Tarakula like a Mummer. Because it has nothing to do with God. It's no offense. God, no offense against you. I love you, God. I just have these taivas. It's nothing personal against God. So then you can't say that he's such a person as a Mummer. El Shehem Heim Advarim. The prikas all is judged as prisha midarkei tzibur just because the kabbalas all is darkei tzibur. And memela, somebody who's over on kol ha'torah kula teyavon, even though there's no prikas all because it's the teyavon for his good appetite, nevertheless, since sof he's over on kol ha'torah, it emerges that there's no place that we see that he's makabel any all. And if he's not makabel all, he's not going bedarkei tzibur. And that's ki ilu'enu echad mehem, he's quote-unquote, like the Rambam says. And the lack of knisa letoch haklal al yidei hadarkei tzibur shel kabolas all, that's what makes his din nachri. So it emerges that, and look by the way in the Rambam and Hilchos Abel Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, so it emerges that even though you can have two types of mumras, nevertheless it depends. The din of a mumra lahachis lavera achas lios kenachri stems from two sources: the chomra avera and reprika shall prikas all, umaisa haprisha midarkei tzibur. It's the serious avera who's parek all on that mitzvah. And he's parish midarkei tzibur. The second ofen of mumris, the over l'teyavon al kol ha'torah kula lios kenachri, has only one makor, prisha midarkei tzibur, because there's a lack of teres darkei tzibur of kabbalas ol. So now we have come to the place of the chiddush hatsura of mitzvahs kabbalas ol malchus shemayim that we don't find by other mitzvahs. Malchus Olam HaShemayim has a unique category. It's Tzvei Dinim. They're all mitzvahs, and then all Kabbalas of Malchus HaShemayim. All mitzvahs come b'tzuras tzivui shel noisein ha'torah l'makabli ha'torah. Whereas the mitzvah of Kabbalas of Malchus HaShemayim comes b'tzuras tzivui shel makabli ha'mitzvah la'atzmam. All mitzvahs are coming in the form of a commandment of the one who gives the Torah to the ones who receive the Torah. The mitzvah Kabbalas HaMachos Shemayim is a tzivui of the Mekabli HaMitzvah La'atzman. And now we understand the change in form. In other words, the Kabbalas Kol HaMitzvahs comes after the tzivui. And here, the Kabbalah and the tzivui come as one. And that's because Knesset Yisrael was mekabelas al atzma choy vazusha kabbalas al machus shemayim without a tzivui. And therefore, this inyan of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is the derech, is darko, shel hatzibur Yisraeli be'etzem ad kedei kach, that a lack of Kabbalas Ol is a maisa prisha min hatzibur, even without the avera of prikas Ol. Now the Chazal teach us that the Arvus of Yisrael only took place when they passed over the Yarden and they were Makabel B'Shvuah, and in this the Maharal writes that Dafka the Kabbalah La'achar Eiver HaYarden, that was what created the Arvus, because Eretz Yisrael is the Chibur and the Tzeruf, that's what brings everybody together, that's what makes Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And we learn from this that for the Din Arvus, it's not enough to have a Torah Tzibur of the Dor HaMidbar. We need Dafka Torah Tzibur Shel HaKnis El Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Etzem Shem Tzibur that's required for the Din Arvus is only created by Dint, by with the power of the new Maisa Tziruf, the new act of combining that took place when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the din of Mummer, Lenyan Achva, of Arvus, is different than Achva in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because since the Achva of Arvus comes from the Maisa Miyuchad of Shituf Tzeiruf, the Achva of Arvus only comes when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they were combined. Eretz Yisrael makes us all one. That's what creates this unique Tzibur. So Prisha Midarkei Tzibur of Mumras is Soiseres Umivateles, contradicts and nullifies this Tzeruf. Because we had a unique Tzeruf when we came into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael brought us all together. Eretz Yisrael made us a unique tzibur. And when a person is a mumr, that mumrus is mevatel, this tzeruf. And therefore, there's no arvus, because we got arvus mikoach the chibur, the tzeruf of Eretz Yisrael. And this person is saying that he doesn't want to be part of the tzibur. So memela, he's out of the arvus. And that is mechazek, what we said at the beginning of the shir. Because it can't be that in the Torah we will have a specific lav that is only for mumrim. Because as we saw, all of the lavin, the Jews were makabel upon themselves, be'alo b'shavua. And if there's a special lav only for the mumrim, then this lav would be a yotzei min haklal, because the mumrus is sosir the Kabbalah. So since the whole essence of mumrus is a stira to Kabbalah, it can't be that there's a special lav on mumrim alone. And this is strengthened by what we've been saying now, that mumrim have a din of poresh midarkei hatzibur, prisha midarkei hatzibur. And that puts us out of the category of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, how can we have a special lav just for us? We're out of the category of Klal Yisrael. Not we, but the mummer is out of the category of Klal Yisrael. So how could there be a special lav just for him? He wasn't Makabel, and he isn't Mitzuruf. So therefore, Memela, the Yisr Mumar B'Karban Pesach has to be talking about the ma'achil, the one who feeds, and not the one who eats. Because we're just talking about the one who eats, so their mumras is so sir the Kabbalah, and their mumras is so sir their tzair of the Klal Yisrael. So that is an understanding of Siyata Dishmaya of this inyan of Kol Orel of Ben Necha Lo Yochal Bo, that a Korban Pesach is not allowed to be eaten or is not allowed to be fed according to the Rambam to a Mummer, that it must be talking about the Machil because the Ochel has excluded himself from Klal Yisrael. He's not Bataris Arvus. He might be Bataris Achva, because that's Talui in the Tzivui. But here, Arvus is Talui in the Kabbalah. And also we are a Makabel all the Lavim, and he wasn't Makabel. His Mumrus is Sosu the Kabbalah. And he was Motzi himself from Klal Yisrael. He's a Parish Midarkei HaTzibur, as we learn. So how can you have a special lav just for a Poresh Midarkei HaTzibur? He's out. So since he's out, since he's a Poresh Midarkei HaTzibur, you can't have a special lav just talking to him. He's placed himself out of the out of bounds. Okay. We should be zocha lilmodu lelamed Lishmur Velasu, the kaim is called Divrei Salma Tarasa Bihava, Mehin Fi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Most Beloved Friends.